Japan prepares to say goodbye to its longest-serving Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, with a lavish send-off that's the source of growing controversy. Instead of mourning, many have been protesting, with much of their anger directed at the current Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida.
Kishida clearly showed his stance of continuing Abe's policies, and he's forcing it on the nation.
Coming from a political dynasty, it seemed natural at first that such a distinguished life should be celebrated with a state funeral. But the problems began soon after his assassination at a political rally in July, when it emerged the suspect bore a grudge against Abe for his links to the Unification Church, which the man blamed for making his mother bankrupt.
Widely known as the Moonies and associated with organizing mass weddings, the Unification Church has long been regarded by some as a dangerous cult that pressures its followers into making exorbitant donations. It was founded in South Korea in the 1950s, but has been expanding its influence here in Japan for decades.
This was Abe giving a recorded address to a big gathering of the church a year ago. It was then revealed the organization had other links with Japan's ruling party.
The members of my cabinet have pledged to examine their own relationship with the organization and cut all ties with it.
That in turn has led to charges of persecution by the church, which claims 3 million members. This was a protest rally held in Seoul.
Stop human rights repression. Stop distortion reporting. Religious repression.
The roiling controversy is far from the kind of respectful and reflective atmosphere Japan's embattled prime minister had hoped for the state funeral.
And we've seen Kishida plummet in the polls. I mean, he's dropped 20 points, you know, and, you know, his negatives now exceed his positives. About 2-1, people are against it.
Shinzo Abe, an extremely influential but divisive figure in life, so proving, it seems, in death. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Tokyo.